Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. I'm happy to introduce once again Dr. Mark Schneider, one of our duty experts, and well, for that matter, that of the free world, on matters involving nuclear forces and arms control and related topics. He served with great distinction in the United States Defense Department for many years as a senior official responsible in that portfolio. He also was a former Foreign Service officer in the Department of State. A man of many parts these days now, I'm pleased to say, keeping his hand in at the National Institute for Public Policy and joining us from time to time, also writing, I'm pleased to say, for the Center for Security Policy. Indeed, he wrote a piece in our quarterly recently that seems to have been, well, prophetic, if not influential, shall we say, with respect to some of the findings and recommendations of the newly released Trump Administration Nuclear Posture Review. So congratulations, Mark Schneider. Welcome back. It's so good to have you with us. Talk a little bit about the new NPR and your place in it, perhaps.
Well, it's not my doing, but it is certainly the finest document of this type ever produced by U.S. government. Paul Bracken, who I don't always agree with, just published an article in which he characterized it as a thoughtful, deliberative report that captures the big strategic issues facing the United States in the area of nuclear forces. And he compared this to the previous NPRs, which he said, I think, accurately were of an ideological nature. Clearly, it is the best threat assessment of the threats facing the United States in the nuclear arena since the 1980s, and certainly it's the best discussion of deterrence that's ever appeared in a U.S. government document. It builds on the late 2016 Obama administration new triad modernization program, but a number of important improvements have been introduced. These include a low-yield nuclear warhead for the Trident missile to deter Russian low-yield attacks, which is probably one of the greatest threats we face now because of the great disparity in that area. It approved the development of a new nuclear SLCM. It's retaining the Sea Launch Cruise Missile, a very important program. It is retaining the B-61 Model 11 and B-83 bombs, which are our main weapons against hard and deeply buried targets. That's a very important development. It's sped up by 4 years the F-35 nuclear capability availability.
Are there new nuclear weapons designs commissioned in this nuclear posture review, Dr. Schneider?
No, despite the propaganda from the Russians and the American left, there are no new nuclear weapons. There are modifications of existing weapons to give us greater options. The low-yield warhead is clearly going to be that. It's not a new nuclear weapon. It addresses some real concerns, concerns that were actually stated publicly in the last 2 years of the Obama administration by the most senior Defense Department officials. But thanks to the people running the Obama White House, they weren't allowed to do something about this. Well, now we have a president and a Secretary of Defense who are now proposing that we do something about this to maximize our deterrent of very serious threat.
Recognizing really that we have to do something about it, I think at this point is critical. Dr. Schneider, what are the Chinese saying about this new nuclear posture review? They have been hard at it in terms of building up their capabilities, something that's noted in its text, but how have they responded?
Nowhere near as maliciously as the Russians have. They've attacked it. They're using it now as an excuse to justify programs that were started 20 years ago.
Including their 3,000 miles of underground tunnels. I'm particularly mindful of that.
Yes. The Chinese, like the Russians, have multiple programs underway to modernize every element of their strategic triad. And now they're just going to use the NPR as an excuse. The Russians are just doing lies on lies on lies, distortions, and attacking the United States for doing things that they've been doing for 20 years. And it's particularly vicious. I mean, one of the great ironies right now is every liberal in the country is accusing Trump of colluding with the Russians, and the Russians are now attacking the Trump nuclear posture review. And they certainly don't have our best interests at heart. And the other really serious aspect of this is the American liberal establishment is literally using Russian talking points right now to attack the NPR.
One of those ironies, isn't it, that those most viciously accusing the Trump administration of collusion may be in... as often has been the case in the instance of the left, hand in glove with the Kremlin. Let me ask you, Mark, to give me an example, if you would, of what the sorts of things the Russians are saying about this NPR, and contrast it with what they themselves are doing.
Well, they're attacking the United States for declaring Russia as a serious threat, something, by the way, that was done frequently during the last 2 years of the Obama administration, in some respects even in stronger terms than in the NPR. So that's a completely bogus argument. They are attacking the specifics of the programs, the Logia warhead, the sea-launched cruise missile program as lowering the nuclear threshold, ignoring the fact that they have several programs of both of those types, and they're operational as distinct from something that's beginning development, as in our case. What we're doing is a long overdue response for a massive Russian nuclear buildup, and that's not my words. That's words that were spoken recently by the Russian defense minister. He called it a massive nuclear program, and he's absolutely correct.
And Mark Schneider, among the things that are being brought to bear apparently are hypersonic and maneuvering weapons against which we currently have no defense. This is a very serious concern. But so is what the Russians apparently are poised to do in terms of the so-called New START treaty. Talk about your analysis of what seems to be underway in that regard.
Well, I think the Russians have a significant program underway of cheating on the New START treaty. They over the weekend they announced, before actually sending it to us, their final New START numbers. I think they're bogus from one end to the other. They're asking us to believe in the last 6 months they cut their number of nuclear warheads by 116, while simultaneously deploying 26 new heavily MIRVed ICBMs. In my view, that's nonsense.
If anything, this threat is growing, in other words, and a breakout from the treaty is in the offing?
Well, I think cheating is ongoing right now. They don't have to break out from the treaty because they're just ignoring it. New START is a disaster from effectiveness standpoint. There are massive loopholes in it. You can have many more weapons, and they already do have many more weapons than the notional limits. The verification regime is terrible. It's a drastically reduced version of the original START treaty regime, and because of the lack of what are called in the arms control community attribution rules, there's no possibility of verifying the number using either data that they give us or national technical means of verification. And they're cheating, and we're going to see this until we impose a real penalty for cheating, and there's no indication that the State Department, they're in the process of changing management right now. We're just getting in some really good people there. At best, it'll take some time for a new look at this. The old State Department bureaucracy is just covering up for them on a really big scale.
As has ever been the case, Mark Schneider, at least since you stopped working for them, that's for sure. We've been appreciative of the work you've done over the years to document these violations of arms control commitments and to try to make sure that we were responding appropriately to them. Thank you for the work you do today at the National Institute for Public Policy, Mark Schneider, and for joining us from time to time. We look forward to talking with you again soon. In the meantime, be well, my friend. Next up, Gordon Chang joins us. We'll talk about Mike Pence's trip to Korea and more right after this.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.